اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome back to the Spring of the Truth, and I'm over here, Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, your host, and we are going to discuss a beautiful quote today from Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi. The Imam says, "The country is now yours. When the country is yours, you must serve it just as if you are serving your own family." This is a beautiful quote which has a lot of rays in the religion of Islam as well. The Imam says, "The country is now yours." It means it is your country. Think your country is your family. When you think about your family, you know that you have to provide it, you have to give all the basic necessities, you have to be good, you have to be kind. So there are many rules and regulations which Islam speaks out in regards to family and the family members. Likewise, if we consider our country to be our family example, then we are going to reach out. We are going to see where are the country's needs at the moment. Example, if the country is suffering from drought, I am going to save water. I'm not going to waste water. You are going to keep your country neat and clean. You don't litter and you don't vandalize your own home. You clean, you maintain and you protect it. Likewise, I'm going to protect my country. We have to maintain our country in the best manner possible if we consider that our country is our home. So over here, when we say it is our home, it means that it is a shared home where we are all responsible for. So over here, we can say that the nation is a trust in our hands. Serve it with the same love and responsibility you reserve for your family. This is a very important thing, brothers and sisters. If we don't consider our nation to be a trust in our hands, then we are going to misuse it. In the religion of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pointed towards something which is very important, and that is haqqun nas, the rights of the people. And the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have pointed and given a lot of weight towards Baytul Mal, that is the treasury of the country, of the nation.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Tahan Nabi wa alihi.
An example, the money shouldn't be used in a wrong means. You must have heard about the story of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, where his brother comes to meet him, and the Imam was the caliph of the time, and he was writing something. It was dark night, so Aqil, his brother, comes to meet him. And when the Imam asks his brother, "Why have you come for? Is it a government duty or is it a personal thing?" Then his brother says, "Ya Mawlaya, I have a personal issue." Then the Imam does something which is eye-catching. He turns off the candle which was burning over there and he lights another one. His brother asks him, "What are you doing?" To which the Imam replies, "The candle which was lit was from Baytul Mal, the treasury, the money of the people, and I don't want to waste it for my personal issue." Are we serving our nation in this manner? Another hadith from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that people are brother to each other. If they are not equal in faith, they are equal in being humans. So over here, the Imam points that we are all equal in one aspect, that is, in the humanistic form. So we have to respect our values towards each other. We have to care them. We can't just consider the fact that we are living in this world all by ourselves and everything is at our disposal.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.